aspirations to do things, but that is definitely not one of them.
There's going to be an open seat. You should consider it.
I have these other people that care or want that seat a lot worse than I do.
All right, welcome back to County Commission and RDA meeting. We're back from recess. It's 12:22. We are on item number 5, discussion and consideration of emergency management MOU and execution and POD list, pod list. Leonard, can you help us?
Sure.
With this?
So the Department of Emergency Management came and said they were looking to update their records. And I don't remember the exact year, but it was 2015, give or take a couple, when this was last updated. The original one had the date on it, the new one does not. What POD stands for, and I might say it wrong, but it's the same meaning, point of distribution, which means not only are they looking for the ability to know in advance where they're going to put their people, some of their resources, or where they could pick those resources up if it was them asking to redistribute some, not redistribute, reappropriate for use in another area some of the equipment that we have that we've got over the years from the SHSP grant or things comparable to that. So all it is them to, they wanted an update on those locations to be able to addresses / GPS coordinates for things. That consists of a couple of school buildings, potentially a church building, city buildings in two different locations, and then we added in the county jail, and I forget what else we did. But all that is a memorandum of understanding that if we needed something or had something come, such as they were going to be sending out a JIC unit, a JIC joint information system unit, or, oh, they're right here, the joint field operations, or a staging area, or a base camp, or anything like that in conjunction with emergency or disaster, where those locations were, what we were really willing to say they could utilize with our understanding it's for us in that capacity.
Couldn't help but whistle after that. That's
mouthful of
nicely said.
Nothingness. That's all it is. It just requires a signature of acceptance, basically, from a handful of people, and one of them happens to be County Commission.
So I have a question with this.
Yes.
Clarifying. So does that mean that because it's with the county and the state, that the county is going to have agreements with the school and the churches and whatever other entities to make sure it can happen?
In the end, yes.
But they can happen as the event occurs rather than...
And so that's usually the way it goes, preferably, because we've done it with Sweetwater County. We went and got MOU there. And some of the things this winter we'll be working on, while it's quiet for me, is going and getting some of those also in writing with the school board. And in ways, it's already with both cities, because if both cities utilize me as their emergency manager instead of having their own and paying that bill. So in that fashion, some of it, I'm going to say cheek and tongue. They've said they would. But we're going to be working on...
But even with the churches. Yeah.
The church would also be one that we'd have to have a written thing with, because they're a little bit larger than just a local group. But the local group, and there's another church that federal government's got on registry right down here, the Silver Building. I don't remember the nomination, but they've got them too. It's not like on the front, we have a lot of open door policies. If you needed something, just ask. This is them saying, what are our plans for those points of distribution, and can we get those addresses and or GPS in order to have the stuff to be purchased? That's what we're getting.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be following up with the others.
Just so it's not too presumptive.
Correct.
I make a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding. The approval of the emergency management MOU and execution and POD list.
Well, a motion and a second has been made to approve the memorandum of understanding and the and execution and the POD list. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I got one here. This has got some blue writing on it, which means it's probably not a draft.
Yeah. Did you do your workout today?
No, I didn't do it last night either.
Let's go for a walk.
Yeah, 30-minute walk. It's all it is. But my dog will get mad at you. She considers it our time.
I would hate to impinge on your time with your dog.
Nacho's
willing to go with me. The other one, I think, has arthritis and stuff, so she doesn't like going out in the cold anymore. She used to. That other one, Matt, is ready for you to sign, too. With
perfect.
The three changes on it.
It'll be easier for the next one on that drop deal.
Yeah.
Did you get his from him? Is that what you gave him?
No, I gave her the invoice register and stuff.
You don't have to have this for next time, you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for your patience.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Thank you.
Okay, I believe that's all the items on the agenda. Is there anything else that we need to discuss?
No closed session.
Kent, do we need a closed session today?
Yes, we do. For consideration of lease or sale of property. It should be for the RDA.
Okay.
Okay. Is Lorinda in that meeting with you folks? Because she's called me on my cell phone.
Nope, it's me today.
Okay.
Here, you want me to put a camera over on her? Hold on. There she is.
Hi there.
Wow, it does add 10 pounds.
All I can see is your feet.
Oh. Well, I got cute shoes on, so it works. They're Randy's favorite. They don't tie. There you go. Can you see us now?
I can now, yes.
Hey. All right. I'd entertain a motion to go into closed session.
Sorry.
I'll make the motion to go into closed session. For the purpose of?
Purchase, exchange, release, or real property.
Right.
You want me to stay for these?
So I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to go into closed session for the purposes stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Randy ACI.
Matt Tippett's aye.
Jack Lytle aye.
All right, so we're going to move over into closed session. It's 12:30.